Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
This is empowerment.
Empowerment?
Yeah. The shotgun
blast? You got songs playing with guns going off.
You empowered the guy right into the ground.
And Chad P.
Put some boots on and walk all over me. I'm going to put my boots on and walk to my attorney's office.
Little trouble with the wife there, Chad?
None. No. I love you, baby.
Class is in.
Good afternoon. It's Rock School right here emanating from the flagship radio station of the Rock School Radio Network, KSLU, and it's a special week because this is the KSLU Fund Drive.
Hey,
Chad, are you there?
I'm here.
Chad, tell us about this. How do I give money if I have piles of it down in my basement in large burlap bags with little dollar signs on the front? What do I do with it?
Get a knife and cut open the bag.
Yes.
Put it in check form and give us a call at 549-2330, 549-2330, or you can go online at kslu.org/support and do it that way. Or you can just sit back and enjoy the show for today and do it right afterwards.
I got to tell you what, these microphones don't pay for themselves. We only do this once a year, and we say no tote bags.
Correct.
Now, we have in the studio with us a guest. We, if you remember, ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks ago, put this radio station, this radio show, up for sale.
For Rock sale, School, one radio show.
That's right, was up for sale. And even in this down economy, it took less than 12 hours and a member of the English department came along and bought it. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause, a physical round of applause for Diana Laurent Lanky, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And she's in the studio with us. Now, you paid $90.90. We laughed a little when you did it. But you paid $90.90 to buy this radio show.
That's right.
And by buying this radio show, you
boss.
Got... What's that?
Hi, boss.
Oh, hi, boss. There you are. We intend to go on strike unless we get bonuses like the people at AIG.
Well,
no bonuses.
We'll have to talk about that.
Pizza,
Patrick.
At least, maybe.
So, what's the topic?
You and I sat down and we came up with a topic. Go ahead.
Is girl group singing revenge songs.
Girl group singing revenge songs. And we have sort of limited that down to the topic name of Hell Hath No Fury,
Hell
ladies and gentlemen.
Hell Hath No Fury than a woman who owns a radio show.
That's right. And is scorned. Now, we came up with a grouping of songs, and I only shot down one song. I only shot down one song, and that's the one
Earl
by the Dixie Chicks.
Oh man!
Other than that,
Poor Earl.
I even brought a disco song. I'm not sure we're gonna play it, but you did pay $90. What do you say we start with the first "Men Are Pigs" tune? It is from Joan
Even
Jett.
Men like this song.
That's true. That's true, because she normally wears something very form-fitting. Joan Jett, back in 1998, wrote a song for her album Up Your Alley, I Hate Myself Because I Can't Get... She brought it to the studio, was recording, and the producer said, you know, you might want to change the lyrics of that song... And she turned it into, I Hate Myself for Loving You, and it became a hit. Here's the first one on Hell Hath No Fury. We got a new boss for an hour, Joan Jett, Rock School. Not sure I care for you much either. Joan Jett, I Hate Myself for Loving You. This is Rock School. We're doing Hell Hath No Fury, ladies and gentlemen. It's the KSLU Fun Drive, and we were sold. We were sold like
we sold
an old
out,
pair of
man.
Socks. Yes. We have here our new boss, Diana Laurent, for $90.90. She chose the topic, and it's girl revenge songs. Good enough? Good enough? That's a good
Hell
revenge song?
Hell Hath No Fury.
Hell Hath No Fury. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, This song, the first, now this is one you suggested and I somewhat approved. And by the way, when are we going to play Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette?
No? That will be next year.
What about What a Mighty Good Man by Salt and Pepper?
That's my jam,
that?
Man. That's yeah. my jam.
I know that one.
How about When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge?
Okay, we could do that.
Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better from Annie Get Your Gun?
Nah.
How about Beast of Burden by the Stones?
Yes.
Why are you picking all the pro man titles?
How about Shop Around by the Miracles? Under My Thumb by the Stones?
Under My Thumb, yeah.
Walk Like a Man by the Four Seasons? Mm-hmm. How about Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now?
Hey,
well,
hey,
you know.
Hey, boss, yeah. boss, boss.
You're being spoken
don't
to.
Don't let him influence you, boss.
No.
He's got to listen to somebody now. So you roll with it. Roll with that power, man.
This is Miranda
Lambert.
I'm still
Lambert. Working on Earl.
Now, we didn't play Earl, but this Miranda Lambert song is close enough because in the song, she kills the guy.
Oh.
Blows him away with a shotgun.
That's not
Does
nice.
That happen in the end? I think she's just waiting.
Oh, no, she kills him. Oh, no. It's like Independence Day and Goodbye Earl. The guy dies. You can actually hear the shotgun blast and the casing hit the ground at the end. What's interesting about it, and again, I didn't know the song, and I listened to it and was, you know, I thought, I'm not showing this to my wife because when I forget to clean the bathroom next time, she'll go right for the firearm. She wrote this song while taking a concealed handgun class.
Oh, see, there you go.
See?
The writing's on the wall.
I think so, too. And she's also dating Blake Shelton. So I think I'm going to write
Maybe
a letter to his...
not for much longer.
Yeah, I'm going to write a letter to his fan club. So this is from her album, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It just keeps adding up, doesn't it? She's going to end up on TMZ.com sooner or later. It's Gunpowder and Lead as we do Hell Hath No Fury on Rock School.
County Road 233 under my feet.
Listen, shotgun blast. Listen. Yeah, listen up. Listen to the casing. Yeah, well,
now, how can you not hear that?
She's eating dinner alone tonight.
I think they just never played it on the radio station I listened to.
You see that?
Oh, well. Huh.
Hey, Diana, let's keep both hands above the table, if you would. I don't know if you brought a purse or not, nor do I know what's actually
there. Well, I am glad that I am on the other side of this glass.
I had a license.
She made a move. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the KSLU Fun Drive.
That's
and if you would like to give money to keep fine shows like this, Rock School on the air, the same way Diana Laurent did, you can't buy the show next week because we, you know, don't want to play any more music that makes me fearful of my life. By all means, give some money. Chad, how do we do this?
549-2330, area code 985-549-2330. Or if you're listening to us on the interweb, you can do it that way, kslu.org/support. It's just that simple. Please do something. Pledge some money to keep us on the air so that we can continue bringing you great shows like Rock School. Although today... today's a very special show.
Yeah, we have a new boss today.
That's right.
Diana Laurent of the English Department right here at Southeastern, the campus. She chose the topic, Hell Hath No Fury.
Now, I got a question. For our boss.
Let her have the topic again first. What's the topic?
Revenge songs
girl
groups.
That's right. Now, what's the question?
When
here,
I found
man?
Out that the show had been sold, I placed a phone call, and you immediately knew what the topic was going to be because you and she had conversed, and... You know, forgive me, boss lady, you don't seem like the mean type. You don't seem like an angry person. So what's the deal with all the hate?
Yeah, what is this? Come
on. This is not hate. This is empowerment.
Empowerment?
Yeah.
The shotgun blast?
You got songs playing with guns going off.
You empowered the guy right into the ground.
Well, I just don't like victimhood.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the next song is about a stalker. Oh, shimmy Christmas. This is Lucinda Williams. She's a local right out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. By the way, named America's Best Songwriter by Time Magazine back in 2002.
Yeah, because they were probably scared not to name her.
I'm going to tell you what. Goodness knows what's actually hidden beneath the speakers. There could be, you know, a shotgun. This is Can't Let Go. Pretty good tune. Take a listen to it. Lucinda Williams, Rock School.
No, we're gonna...
Michelle. That's not a bad tune. I like that one.
No, that's not a bad tune.
Car Wheels on a Gravel Road thousands back from 1998.
Thousands of female listeners are hearing the show and getting the idea. Uh-huh.
No, no, come on.
I'm get him tonight.
No, 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 no. Yes, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Let me
so.
Ask you a question, Dinah. Let me ask you a question as we do Hell Hath No Fury. I brought some infidelity stats.
Uh-huh.
Since that's really the reason to get,
why
you know,
did you do that?
Because I, you know, fan the fire.
Fan fuel to the fire.
What percentage of married men have strayed at least once in their
oh
lifetime?
My God.
What percentage of married
90.
Men?
90.
No, oh, come
90?
On. 90? I don't mean, you know, in their imagination. I mean have actually done it. What percentage
okay,
do you
87.
Think?
I say 43.
22.
Oh,
what is
see,
the matter with you people? Do
who
you
made
not have
those stats?
People who do statistics. What percentage of women have
oh,
strayed?
Oh, the tone huh? in his voice. I say 43.
What percentage of women have strayed?
Well, I would
now,
say
this is
13%.
Actually, no, wait a minute. This is actually have done the deed. This is not have thought about it, have flirted, that kind of thing. Because when you add in have thought about it, have flirted, you get up into 60% and all that kind of stuff.
Don't sugarcoat it, because you can tell by the tone in his voice that it's a higher number.
Have done the deed.
75.
Dang.
That would be one real busy 22% of men, wouldn't it? No, 14.
Oh.
14 to 22.
Oh, so she was close when
so
she
it's
said 13.
So it's not exactly, you know, it's not like 80% of men and 14% of women, which would mean a very busy 14% of women. But you see, it's not exactly
so
like...
So men just want to more?
It has nothing to do with want to. It has to do with the actual numbers. Actually, according to these statistics, the younger the people are, the more likely the candidates. In fact, in the first year of marriage, the numbers are almost equal. So see, it's not the concept of men always do it more, and thus we have to have more songs. I think we need more songs about women cheating, although we wouldn't bring guns.
Yeah.
Well, that's
come
where
on, let's play a song, Dr. Drew.
We need to buy boots.
Boots.
For they need to be
I
walking.
I like shoes.
They need to be walking. Stand-up bass. With Nancy Sinatra, it's Frank's Kid on Rock School.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something. Start walking.
Wow.
What?
I feel like doing the swim.
Tell you
yeah.
what. Put some boots on and walk all over me. I'm going to put my boots on and walk to my attorney's office.
Little trouble with the wife there, Chad?
None, no. I love you, baby.
That's right. Honest to goodness, I have this overwhelming desire to send flowers to my wife. We got to take a quick break. Hello to one of our affiliates, WESU, Middletown, Connecticut.
And also KLSU, Tiger Radio, and Baton Rouge.
What do you got for us, boss?
iTunes.
Yeah, go see us on iTunes. Back in 1 minute. Rock School. This is Rock School. Good afternoon, everybody. We have a boss in the studio today, Diana
hi, boss.
Laurent.
Hey. Hi, boss.
She paid $90.
He's just saying that because I have this gun under the...
Yeah.
I saw her bringing in.
She paid $90.90. This is the KSLU Fun Drive, and she got to choose the topic, and the topic is...
Hell Hath No Fury.
That's right. Let me ask you a quick question, boss. Mm-hmm. Of all the men who cheat, what percent get caught?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm having a good time. Of all the men who cheat, what percent get caught?
All of them.
No, 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 no. No, no. No, some get away. Some get away. Of
you
all the men
say
who cheat.
Just stupid.
What percent well, get caught?
14.
14. 80.
80%.
80%. Of all the women who cheat, what percent get caught?
3.
60. 60. And they're more likely to...
like it?
No, not like... Well... I don't know. That part of the research didn't actually come out. But no, they're more likely to admit it.
Oh.
The men are not more likely to admit it.
I feel like I'm in therapy. What are we doing?
How does that make you feel, Chad?
Oh.
How about some Aretha Franklin?
Yay.
Take care of TCB, taking care of business. Here's Aretha, ladies and gentlemen, on Rock School. Franklin, hey, Take care. TCB has taken care of business. In fact, Elvis Presley used to wear a little necklace that said TCB on it, and TCB with a lightning bolt was on the rear of the Taking Care of Business airplane.
I got to tell you something right now.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm going to stand up for myself. I got a little bit of a problem with this topic.
I wouldn't do this.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, I'm on the other side
Chad,
of the glass. I can't do anything. Hey, listen to me. Hey.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I am a good husband.
Yeah.
I have never cheated, and I give my wife all the respect
that
in the
know
world.
Of. You may be the 20% that didn't get caught.
Why are you doing this? I'm trying to make a statement, all right?
Yeah.
I am a good person.
Yeah.
I am good to my wife, and
yeah.
she says that.
Yeah.
She tells me that.
Yeah.
So I want to know, why do I have to be a part of the show, of a show,
well,
that just fuels all this fire for
here.
All these women that have been wronged
let
by
me,
other people?
Chad,
got nothing to do with me.
Chad, let me talk to the boss.
Excuse all right.
Me. Hun, can I call you hun?
No.
What do you mean? Why can't I call you hun?
My boyfriend's back.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said...
Now, you got to know,
she
ladies
said,
and gentlemen.
Don't call me hun.
Now, that was a bit. You got to know. That was a bit we worked out. I would
no,
never call her hun.
No, it's not.
No, I'd never call her hunter. I called her sweet cheeks. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen. This is Rock School. I'm sorry. Did I just make myself to be a chauvinist pig?
Yep.
My apologies. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the KSLU Fun Drive. And before we get into 7 days and 70 seconds, Chad,
what?
How do you give money? Tell us how to give money.
549-2330-985. 549-2330. Keep the calls a-coming. Bail us out of male chauvinist jail. Or this, on the internet at KSLU.org.
This is 7 days and 70 seconds. Chad, you got a music bed for us?
Going, man.
Something that happened each day this week, way back when. Chad, do you have Monday for us?
Yeah, I got it. On Monday, March 16th, back in 1979, Twisted Sister becomes the first band to sell out New York City's Palladium without ever releasing a record. The band's first record deal comes 3 years later.
March 17th, 1997, the RIAA announces that the Eagles, their greatest hits, has tied Michael Jackson's Thriller as the best-selling album in the United States. Boss?
On March 18th, 1994, the city of Kenner, Louisiana, names a street after Lloyd Price.
Fantastic. On March 19th, 1957, Elvis Presley buys Graceland, the Memphis mansion that will become his home until he dies.
And on March 20th, in 1990, Gloria Estefan and her band are injured in a bus accident near Scranton, Pennsylvania, your home.
Yeah, home state at least. Home state at least. The interesting thing about that is that when she is repaired, I mean, she breaks her back. Mm-hmm. She has two metal posts put in. Later, they want to perform, or they want to create a doll that looks like her. And one of the things she states, they never make the doll, but one of the things she states is that if you make the doll, it has to have two metal posts in its back.
Oh,
really? I'm telling you the truth.
Well, that's why they didn't make the doll.
I don't
right?
think so. March 21st, 1952, Alan Freed hosts the first rock and roll concert, the Moondog Coronation Ball in Cleveland, Ohio. And on March 22nd, back in 1956, Carl Perkins is seriously injured in a car crash. And in all honesty, had he not been hurt in that car crash, Elvis may not have been the king of rock and roll. It may very well have been Carl Perkins. Let's continue with Hell Hath No Fury, Pat Benatar, Heartbreaker, Rock School. Love that song.
Me too.
Heartbreaker on Rock School, Pat Benatar, all the way back from 1979 from the album In the Heat of the Night, one of the songs picked by our boss for the day, Diana Laurent. How are we doing so far? You like being on the radio?
Yes, I love this.
You want to be? You want to do
I
more
want my
radio
own show?
It costs you $90 every week. Can you swing that?
No.
You can you can you? I had a line in
but
my
I
head.
But I do have the gun.
You do have, well, see, you might be able to. I had a line in my head and decided against it, that whole bit.
Probably a good thing.
I got to tell you, this is a first. I have never done this show out of fear. But
So, you know, two or three times he's decided, he's asked, what song are we playing next? And I've seen him kind of grit his teeth at the song that's coming up next. Sooner or later,
he's behind the glass.
Yeah, it's just not going to go well. Let me ask you a question there, Diana.
Yeah.
Of 4,100 men who were surveyed, they cheated, okay? Of the 4,100 men who cheated, how many of them actually married the person they cheated with?
Two. How many, Richard Dawson?
Two. Tell me.
Three. Three. That's it, of 4,100. So if you're out there listening and you are in a, you know, cheating relationship, send us the story and start it with, Dear Joe and Chad, I never thought this would happen to me. Start it with that. But understand that it's probably not going to go any farther than that. And besides, understand you're being heartless. Huh? That's professional radio.
Good.
Is it? Is it? I did this for years, you see? Is it? Here's Heart on Rock School and the song Heartless. Is it? It's just reinforcement. Is it? You can take notes if you'd like. It's...
Dude, you know what I just noticed? You know what I just realized?
What?
You know, for $90, for less than a $100 bill,
we
basically tied strings to our hands and handed them to her, and we're little
radio
mannequins.
Cheap.
That's right.
What?
No, next, what we know is that next year we have to charge more for this thing.
I would have paid more.
Would you have really paid more?
Yes, I would have.
I hate it when we underbid ourselves.
I hate feeling like a piece of meat. Now, listen, let me ask you a question. How long does the actual affair last? I don't mean the act. I mean the actual affair itself. Yeah, go ahead. Make jokes.
I was going to say 3 minutes.
How long does the actual... How long does the actual affair last? How long does the actual affair last?
I got 3 months.
2 months.
3 months? 10% of most affairs last less than a day. The one-night stand. The one-night stand. 10% last a little more than a day, but less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
50% lasts more than a month, but less than a year. So generally, they're a little more than a month, but less than a year. 40% last longer than 2 years.
Okay.
So basically, about a month to a year. That's about all you're going to get out of an affair. So, is it worth it? Depends if you can trip one into the next one. It depends if you can trip one right into the other one and keep it going. So, we got to take a break. KSCL Shreveport, thank you for running the radio show.
Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain. Muchas gracias for running Rock School.
Where else can you get us?
iTunes.
I love iTunes. 1 minute. We'll be back. Rock School.
Yeah, I had to give you something there, Doc.
You can't love this song.
I love this song.
You can't love this song.
I don't know anybody who doesn't love this song.
Me.
Except Matt.
Me.
I do.
Sorry
have to
about
say,
that whole
it,
being.
It does make men cringe.
What is
when
the song?
Sorry about that whole being born male thing.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood before he cheats.
Oh, and I got a problem with this song.
Here's why. It's called Before He Cheats. Number one, that's the title of the song. And number two, if you listen to it or watch the video, she destroys his car.
That's right.
She destroys the interior of his car with a baseball bat and a knife and all that kind of stuff. And, as you stare at the ceiling ignoring me, consciously judging me, he hasn't cheated. He hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
No, listen to the lyrics.
No, it's before he cheats again.
No,
she doesn't say again.
Wrong-o. No.
Listen.
No. Listen to the whole thing.
Before he
cheats
again.
Wrong-o. And besides, it gives a double standard on violence. It's a terrible double standard
on
violence.
Did you know that there's a hidden verse, that there's an unwritten verse, but they actually have it over in Europe somewhere?
What are you, Nostradamus?
No, man, I'm telling you, there's a verse that they don't sing. It's about the guy who comes and finds her initials in his car because she's a big dummy and carves her initials, and he presses charges and puts her in jail because that's called vandalism.
Really?
Yes. Did y'all play it backwards?
No, we didn't play it backwards.
If you play it backwards, you know what happens?
What?
He doesn't cheat.
He doesn't
she
cheat.
She goes back to him.
Thank you.
Here's Carrie Underwood, Rock School.
right, so tell me this.
No.
If she wouldn't have gotten picked by American Idol, would Simon Cowell have gotten a big message keyed into his car? Should have picked me. Love Carrie.
Wrong. This kind of stuff gets you sent to jail.
Yes, it does.
This is not cute. This is not anything that needs to be sung to 15, 14-year-old girls.
Right, because they take this stuff seriously.
That's right. This kind of stuff gets you, if not sent to jail, gets you sued. This isn't funny.
And besides that, it's a double standard, because what happens if you and I are dating, boss, and you cheat on me, and then I take a baseball bat to your stuff? You're going to have me arrested.
Right.
I could, but they wouldn't arrest me for taking a bat to your car.
Why?
Because I'm cute.
You're cute too, Chad.
I'm done.
Let's be honest. Now, we're going to play...
The fact that you just told me that is disturbing.
We're going to play a song next by Christina Aguilera called Fighter. Now, you know I'm now the father of a 2.5-year-old little girl named Isla Grace, and she is...
Fabulous little girl.
She's gorgeous, isn't she?
With a great little brother, man.
Right. Now, I asked for an ugly girl because I didn't want to have to deal with all the little boys coming around.
That didn't happen.
I know.
Isla's beautiful.
Now, is going to be a ton of little guys, you know, knocking at the door and all that kind of stuff, and one of them's going to break her heart. And I'm going to tell her, no, you don't get to go tear up his apartment. You don't get to go rip up his car. You don't get to go do the kind of stuff. You get to do what Christina Aguilera talks about. She says, thank you for breaking up with me. Makes my skin a little bit thicker. Makes me a little bit stronger. You know, that's what it is. Everybody in life has to take a bite of the big no good sandwich.
Yeah, it's called reality.
Yeah. Are we talking... somebody's language here? That's true. So, yes, no? Boy, did we go unfun there just for a little bit, didn't we?
Just for a second.
Back to the music. It's Christina Aguilera on Hell Hath No Fury. Rock School.
See, makes sense.
Yeah. Doesn't that make more sense?
Yes, it does.
Doesn't it? Not to you, does it?
I like the song.
You
it's
do?
A good song.
That's fine.
Yeah. But seriously, does that make more sense, or would you rather go take a billy club to the car?
Oh, no, it makes more sense.
Yes,
but we're not talking about sense.
Okay.
Exactly. We're not talking about reality.
There's Christina Aguilera on Rock School.
All right.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Seriously.
And thank you for giving us $90.90.
As part of the KSLU Fun Drive. 985-549-2330. 985-549-2330. The phone lines are still open. You can call in and make a pledge, just like our beautiful boss did.
There you go. A round of applause
for Ms.
Diana Laurent. Thank you so much.
We got time for one more, right?
Yes, we do. And
I'm not doing it. I am not playing Britney Spears on this radio show.
Right, yes.
This is not a bubblegum pop radio. Joe! You have sold out.
She and I picked it. She is the boss today.
I understand that. But
she is the boss.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah?
For the almighty buck, seriously compromised.
No.
I want your man card.
No.
I want your cool points.
No.
You do not deserve to listen to Van Halen.
No.
You do not deserve to play guitar.
Diana.
Phone call.
Diana, would you mind calling his wife and saying there might be an affair going on?
What?
Would you mind doing that?
No, I wouldn't mind doing
Here's Britney Spears!
There you go.
Right here on Rock School!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Class is dismissed.
Superstar, where you from? How's it going?